This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. Psalm 23, 1-6, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What I just read is a prayer and a song that is one of the most misused verses of the Word of God. Most associate it with the death of the body, the ending of life in this temporal existence. This is the furthest thing from the truth. This has to do with daily life. This has to do with actually hitting rock bottom when we are confronted with the sin within us. How do I know this is true? For I have been struggling through my own valley of the death recently. The pretext of this prayer song is established in the very first sentence. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Want means to be lacking, decrease, make lower, cause to fail, be abated. Abated is to become less strong. David was asking God to keep him strong in his faith. Another key part that is misunderstood is, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A rod is used to discipline as verified in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. While the staff is used to attack those things which threaten to kill our souls, this is a prayer to help us when we reach the bottom. This is a prayer to help us bring us out of the valley to glorify and worship our Lord God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. For this is a prayer to lead us away from sin, which all will encounter even after becoming born again. The rod punishes us for turning away from our Savior. This is why Jesus Christ says this, Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. The rod is calling us to zealously repent, to quickly leave the sin behind and look to the face of our Savior. And remember, it is He that is to be glorified, and He alone. I wish to change direction here, for as I said, this is partly about the journey through the valley of the death I have personally encountered. I asked myself, is it worth spending all of eternity in the pit of fire? Now, I recently heard this question posed to people partying at some event somewhere. One person gleefully shouted out, yes, it is worth that price. Let's look at the verses that describe the pit of fire. Isaiah 66:24. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of men who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. And they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Matthew 25:30. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now think on this imagery for a moment. undying worms that eat upon your flesh, giving you constant internal pain. Fire burning your outer flesh that makes you unrecognizable. Additionally, from accounts from people that have suffered burns in fires, it is said to be extremely painful. Now add to this that this pain never ends. It is ongoing and continual, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, for billions upon billions upon billions of years. Is anything really worth this price? That is for those reading or listening to decide for themselves. I personally decided that no, it is not worth this price. I would rather be the least in heaven than the most in the pit of fire. However, most people these days seek after the pit of fire and not a place in heaven. What is worst of all is many of these profess that they are quote-unquote Christian. Revelation 3:14-17. And to the angels of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things say the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of earth. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth, because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.' And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." Recently, someone said to me, "I have no moral high ground." I never did, nor ever will, as long as I walk and live in this temporal existence. I deserve nor seek after any place of superiority over anyone. None can say they are better than anyone else. God has made that clear to those that call themselves quote-unquote Christians in Rome. Romans chapter 2 verses 1 through 11 of the Amplified. "Therefore, you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are who judges and condemns others. For in posing as judge and passing sentence on others, you condemn yourself because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same thing that you censure and denounce. But we know that the judgment, adverse verdict, sentence of God falls justly and in accordance with truth upon those who practice such things. And do you think or imagine, O man, when you judge and condemn those who practice such things and yet do them yourselves, that you will escape God's judgment and elude his sentence and adverse verdict? Or are you so blind as to trifle with and presume upon and despise and underestimate the wealth of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering patience? Are you unmindful or actually ignorant of the fact that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance, to change your mind and inner man to accept God's will? But by your callous stubbornness and impenitence of heart, you are storing up wrath and indignation for yourself on the day of wrath and indignation when God's righteous judgment, just doom, will be revealed. For he will render to every man according to his works, justly as his deeds deserve." Psalm 62:12. "To those who by patient persistence in well-doing, springing from piety, seek, unseen but sure, glory and honor and the eternal blessedness of immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and self-willed and disobedient to the truth but responsive to wickedness, there will be indignation and wrath, and there will be tribulation and anguish and calamity and constraint for every soul of man who habitually does evil." the Jew first, and also the Greek Gentile. But glory and honor and heart peace shall be awarded for everyone who habitually does good, the Jew first, and also the Greek Gentile. For God shows no partiality, undue favor, or unfairness. With him, no one is different from another. Deuteronomy 10:17, 2 Chronicles 19:7. All shall fall short, and I claim no partiality from God. I just want to glorify him, for only he is worthy. All I desire is to leave the valley of death. I wish to not lose my salvation and be worthy to stand before God and worship him, not before the great white throne. More are heading to stand before the great white throne than they think or believe. Many more aren't even on this path. They are not even welcome in the kingdom of heaven at all. They are destined to the pit of fire by their own hands and actions, for they have been warned and refused to heed the warnings. For we are in the days of Noah. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I also told you in the times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such turn away. And from such turn away. Never have these words been more revealing to me than now. I must turn away from those that I call family. For a line has been drawn. Our free will choices are coming to a head. We must choose whom we wish to worship. Ourselves or God. I wish to choose God. I will only know if I succeed when the second trumpet blast is heard all over the globe, if I am here or standing before him in the sky above, still in my corruptible or in my incorruptible, still in my mortality or I am in my immortality. I pray to be in my immortality, for then I know I will not encounter billions of years of torment in the pit of fire. God bless.
Build a name for yourself, dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me. To make a name the world remembers. But
Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I'll let every second point to Him. Only Jesus. All the kingdoms built, all the trophies won, will crumble into dust when it's said and done. 'Cause all that really matters, did I live the truth?
Remember me, only Jesus.